The Savior of the World, Volume 1, Book 1, Poem 3, The Angel Visits Zacharias. An aged priest within the temple courts, in meditation, watched the curling fumes. His lot was to burn incense, and all the prayers of men he saw ascending. No, not all. That prayer he prayed and prayed again for years, he and his wife Elizabeth, had that indeed gone up to God? A sudden gleam in that dim place of light ineffable arrested him, and lo, an angel stood at the right side of the altar. Fear not thou. The angelic word for Zacharias trembled. How had he dared to doubt? But not to chide, the visitant was sent. Thy prayer is heard. That very prayer of years ago he deemed had lost its way. Thy wife Elizabeth shall carry babe in gladness, nor to her and thee alone this joy, not any pair may hold their child for all their own, but this. Many shall rejoice at his birth, for he, a great one in the sight of God, shall be, filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb. Give him not juice of grape, nor any drink, to cloud his clear intelligence of good. His people shall he turn to God with the cry, Make ready there the highway for the king, whereat shall natural duties prick men's hearts. Fathers bethink them of a son denied, children of fathers recklessly defied, unseemly matters for the king to see. And, rough made plain, behold the king's highway. He goes before Messiah to prepare, as spake the prophets, a people for the Lord. So said the seraph, woe to doubting heart. No sudden generous impulse makes him sure, perchance, if he might see the wounds of Christ. But lesser proof avails not, though it were an angel fraught with promises should speak. So Zacharias, how shall I know this thing? I am an old man, and my wife is old. Not for the aged are the joys of childbirth. To whom, austere, the seraph, grave rebuking, I, Gabriel, who in the presence stand, am sent by the Most High to thee with word of these glad tidings. Be thou dumb, nor speak till all shall be fulfilled. So he went forth among the wondering people, making signs, whereby they knew an angel spake with him, and, like an inlay in old cabinet, his life a space of silence held, wherein he spake with God, and was abashed. After these days Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 moons did hide herself from men, and praise God alway, who, of his dear grace, shame and reproach had taken from her face.